Nolte, The Creator is another Disney box office catastrophe. By John Nolte on October 2, 2023. Disney spent at least $125 million to market and promote The Creator. And like everything else the Disney Grooming Institute touches, it exploded into a million pieces of failure. The Creator was co-written and directed by Gareth Edwards and starred John David Washington. A topical theme about artificial intelligence drives this big sci-fi extravaganza. Nevertheless, it came in third place, opening to just $14 million. Worldwide, it grossed just $32 million. This sucker is DOA. No way will it clear the $200 million needed just to break even. China might like it, but China steals 75% of the box office. The Creator lost to Saw X, That's 10, which came in second with $18 million. First place went to Paw Patrol 2's $23 million opening. The Creator's failure comes right on the heels of Disney's A Haunting in Venice flaming out. After 3 weekends in release, director/star Kenneth Branagh's third Hercule Poirot mystery has grossed just $32 million domestic and $89 million worldwide. This might break even. Might. Could word of mouth save it? Not according to a friend of mine, who told me she walked out after paying for a very expensive IMAX ticket. She found it simple-minded, and an anti-American diatribe against our imperialistic wars. Several things led to The Creator's demise. First, because Disney has embraced child mutilation and exposing little kids to drag queens and transvestites, the Disney brand is irreparably broken. Second, the marketing stunk. How many people even knew The Creator was out there? The third problem is the most interesting. You're going to see people blame the actor's strike. But if that's the case, why did Equalizer 3 open to $35 million during this very same actor's strike? Easy answer. Denzel Washington is an actual movie star. His son, the Creator star John David Washington, is not. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not here to beat up Denzel's son. The issue here is that the film industry has deliberately destroyed the star system, which means that when an original movie comes along like The Creator, the studio has nothing to hook moviegoers. Denzel Washington could have opened The Creator. A young Mel Gibson could have opened The Creator. Sandra Bullock could have opened The Creator. A few years ago, Will Smith could have opened The Creator. Tom Cruise could have opened The Creator. 13 years ago, Denzel opened a non-franchise sci-fi movie called The Book of Eli to $33 million. 10 years ago, Tom Cruise opened a non-franchise sci-fi movie called Oblivion to $37 million. 10 years ago, Sandra Bullock opened a non-franchise sci-fi movie called Gravity to $55 million. That's what a star does. A star allows you to do the most important thing a studio can do. Build new franchises. And what are franchises? Franchises are golden geese that print money. The corner left-wing Hollywood has painted itself into is inevitable. To begin with, it is absurd how few names are on my list of stars. Go ahead and add Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. But that list would be endless in a sane Hollywood. Then there's the fact that, DiCaprio accepted. Everyone on that list is well over 50, DiCaprio turns 50 next year. And so, while Hollywood refuses to create new stars, it is simultaneously destroying its golden geese franchises with woke-tardery. Star Trek, Star Wars, Men in Black, Terminator, Charlie's Angels, Marvel, Pixar, Indiana Jones, The Purge, The Matrix, Wonder Woman, Shazam, and however many more I'm missing. And Disney. Holy moly. For at least a decade, Disney practically held the whole movie industry up with one blockbuster after another. But then, the most trusted and beloved brand in entertainment history decided to target little kids for grooming, to shatter their innocence rather than protect it. And now it's all coming apart, and with it, the movie business as a whole. Streamers are losing billions, and this, the first post-COVID box office year, is down 16% to 2019, the last pre-COVID box office year, and 2019 was not a great year. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of fetishists and left-wing fascists. I own thousands of movies that don't suck. My days of cheering an art form I love are over. Hollywood hates me. Watch me hate Hollywood right back. Power to the people. Burn, baby, burn. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.